The group Compassionate Care for Rape Victims Coalition hopes that more Wisconsin hospitals will hand out emergency contraceptive pills to women this year. Erica Leaf is a sexual assault coordinator for Superior Center Against Sexual and Domestic Abuse. She's counseled many rape survivors and says having access to the drug helps.
All hospitals do it differently, and there are some doctors that don't believe in the emergency contraceptive, so will not offer it as a resource.
Leaf says some people fear it's a sign of something bigger.
Sometimes people will think that then this is going to go into reproductive rights and it's going to be a pro-choice issue, or, you know, and that's really not what the emergency contraceptive is. It's not an abortion pill.
In Ashland, New Day Shelter Assault Coordinator Beverly Sidlow says women in need should not be denied the pill.
It's protecting the reproductive rights of women, and especially in this case, seen as though it's they're geared towards rape victims. That's definitely a resource that should be available to victims of sexual assault so they're not stuck in a position being re-victimized, having to have a child that was unplanned in their life and knowing that that came from a place of violence.
Use of the pill is growing. In 2005, Superior's healthcare clinic gave out 230 pills to women. Last year, that number doubled because the FDA approved handing out the contraceptive to women 18 and older without a prescription. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.